Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, before we go back, Joe, I just want to tell the folks, the pressure is put on me again. The pressure is being put on me again to get caught up on a radio bill. And it's been a tough year. It's really been this whole year. We've fought like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. We fought like everything to stay on the stations, which I got to believe, be honest, I didn't think we were going to be able to do it. And it's only by God's grace we were able to stay on the station. You're listening to us right now. There were three stations we were almost surely going to go off of, and some others not far behind. But by God's grace, we're still here. But we really need to hear from you. We really do need to hear from you. It's going to be we're probably a week or two away from the next mailing. By the way, we're going to have a very interesting newsletter coming out. And so, and we're about 2 weeks or more away from, we're 2 weeks away from our next pledge week. And so we really, really need to hear from you. And you can go up on our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org. By the way, those T-shirts that we have now, the ones with the on the front in big, bold letters, red, white, and blue, it says, America Needs Jesus. Sure. On the back, and big white letters on a black T-shirt, it says, Resistance to Tyranny is Obedience to God. And boy, everywhere we wear those things, people see it. They want to order them right away. They're powerful. But anyhow, we do need to hear from you. Remember the offers we have out there for people. If for $60 or more, you get 2,000 mules. And by the way, those 2,000 mules are very powerful. You really need to show that. You really need to show that 2,000 mules. When you're finished with it, make sure somebody else is seeing it and watching it. At your library or in your church. We're coming up. November will be here before you know it. And we have to stop more and more of the election fraud. So donation of $60 or more, and if you up that up to, we're asking $75 for donation, you get one of our CDs out there with those songs that you folks out there, so many of those songs that people often request, can I get this song or that song? You got to get them on the CDs. There's three different CDs, and they're working on a fourth one now. And so, again, our website is wrwl.org, and our address is, Joe, give them the address.
Our address is 14781 Sperry Road, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, in the city of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's 147 WRWL Ministry, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. Or you can go to the website, wrwl.org, and find that information there.
And I want to thank all of you folks all of these years that have supported us. We couldn't do what we're doing, without you as our partners. So,
amen to that.
All right, Joe, let's pick it up in this article written by Patricia Lewis. A funny thing happened on the way to the Great Reset. Pick it up, Joe, with a second paragraph.
All right. This reset is a cooperative effort by governments, health agencies, financial institutes, the media, tech companies, and elements of the public.
You got to read the whole paragraph.
Okay. According to a Hillsdale College article, the responses to the pandemic and their effects include worldwide lockdowns, the collapse of businesses and industries, the adoption of biometric surveillance technologies, emphasis on social media censorship to combat, quote, misinformation, flooding of social and legacy media with authoritative sources, widespread riots, and mass unemployment.
Okay, so this is being done, and again, just exactly like we've told you, people, all of this, what Joe Biden is purposely destroying America, the Biden crime cartel, they're lining up, they're making a confederacy with the drug gangs, with the drug cartels, the human smuggling cartels, the street gangs. You know, they've all become basically Obama's private army, his civilian army. And again, Biden is bringing these people in. He's been bringing them in for a long time now. These are men of military. And we're telling you, see, when it happens, just remember where you heard it. Where did you hear this? Okay. And they're being spread all around. So the idea is when the word goes out, and by the way, we cannot depend on our FBI anymore. They don't even have a desire. The FBI doesn't even have a desire anymore to even try to have any kind of credibility to the people, you know, in this country. Under Chris Wray's leadership, the corruption is ultimate. I mean, it's all the way. We don't have an independent FBI. We do not have an independent Department of Justice no more. They're simply a part of the communist collective. They've become what they, yeah. They have become what they used to fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Are Trump all right. And Trump supporters like us. We're the criminals.
Absolutely.
We're bringing criminals across the border. They're turning these criminals loose without having to post bail. They aren't charging them for certain offenses. The district attorneys are letting these people off. They're defunding the police. They're cutting back on police. Think about it. All these things are being done on purpose. All those things happening are creating what? More crime, more chaos, more riots, more desperation. This is being done totally on purpose. This is not coincidence.
And they're telling you that we, the Communist Party, in cahoots with, if you will, in a confederacy with NBC, ABC, CBS, we really think you're stupid. We really think we're pulling the wool over your eyes, and you people out there aren't smart enough. After all, look at us. We have professional people that come on television every day. They look at you, and they tell you they're journalists when all they are is propaganda for the collective.
Hirelings.
That's right. Let's go with the third paragraph. The pandemic may have been the stimulus, but climate change, and they got in quotations, communism under a new name, is the current excuse to clamp down. As the global elites fly hundreds of private jets to economic forums, they devise ways to keep the rest of us peasants under their heel, all in the name of fighting this manufactured crisis, and that's exactly what it is. Essentially, they're using climate change as the reason to take over the world. Sound conspiratorial? Sure it does. The elites are guaranteeing that any objection to their plans sound conspiratorial, but make no mistake, this soulless agenda is being pushed forward at alarming speed.
At a time when even the UN admits the planet is heading toward food scarcity, governments worldwide are still trying to outgreen each other by rapidly implementing policies that will have a catastrophic impact on food production and availability. This is why fossil fuels and synthetic fertilizers are abruptly being banned. Green energy is being pushed long before the infrastructure is in place to sustain it. Gas cars are being phased out in favor of electric vehicles. Oil, gas, food production, banking technologies, the tentacles are ubiquitous and far-reaching. Rights and freedoms are being stripped away. No one, literally no one, can escape their clutches. The collateral damage so far is massive.
But a funny thing happened on the way to the Great Reset. People are objecting. For some unfathomable reason, people from Central America to China, from Africa to Europe, from Canada to Australia, from Middle East to South America, are erupting in furious protest at the Brave New World they're being shoved into. Now, I don't know what the elites expected, that the good little sheeple would fall docilely in line, I guess, but to say it's not going according to plan is a massive misunderstanding, a misstatement. Darn it, the world just isn't cooperating.
The people of the world aren't having it, observed Michael Edwards in Uncovered EC. As many draconian pandemic measures linger and the climate change agenda ushers in new ones, a remarkable thing is happening. Massive protests against the Great Reset and all it encompasses are erupting across the globe.
The video footage coming out of Sri Lanka right now has been recording a nightmare of every ruler throughout history, notes Catalin Johnstone. Every ruler throughout history has spent time envisioning that it would happen if a crowd that size decided to storm their base of operation. If you've ever wondered why so much energy goes into keeping everyone propagandized in our society, this is why. If you ever wondered why our rulers work so hard to keep us divided against each other, this is why. If you ever wondered why we're always being instructed to take our grievance to the voting booth, even though we learn in election after election that it never changes the things that most desperately need to change, this is why. Our entire civilization is structured around preventing scenes like the one we are seeing in Sri Lanka today.
That's, folks, and if you're not paying attention, the people revolted because they were starving to death because they put in the green agenda. There was no food. The people were starving, and they got angry and stormed the Capitol, chased the leaders out, took over, and fomented a real revolution. A real insurrection, not like this January 6th thing.
Well, there was an insurrection on January 6th, but it was just the opposite. The insurrection was against legitimate government, a legitimate president, and against a legitimate election. They stole an election. These people were criminals, and that so-called committee, the January 6th committee, in that film that we watched yesterday at the church, it shows you just how corrupt these people really are. I mean, in fact, but we've known that, Joe. But you know,
we've been trying to tell people it's a dog and pony show. It's a mockery. It's a kangaroo court. It's the kind of thing that happens in what everybody's familiar with as a banana republic, and it's happening here in this country. And too many Republicans are sitting back quietly, letting it happen.
Yeah, those are rhinos, and you know they just gave in on that sodomite marriage bill. They just gave in on that too. They caved on us again. And, you know,
yeah,
we're so tired of being betrayed by rhinos, aren't we?
I'm sick of it. I just hope they all get voted out of office, but we can just keep telling the people. Hopefully, they'll vote them out.
All righty. Now, Joe Biden is on the verge of bypassing Congress to declare a national emergency to fight climate change, with a terrifying list of potential powers as a result: shutting down electronic communications, deploying troops inside the country, suspending the writ of habeas corpus, jailing people without cause, seizing bank accounts, seizing private property such as food and supplies. The list is enormous. The left-wing journal, The Atlantic, detailed the list in 2019, worried these powers might be exercised by Trump. Now that Biden is in the reins, apparently the left is all for it.
As the Independent Sentinel points out, Biden has to pretend something is an emergency to give himself dictatorial powers. A couple of relevant quotes come to mind. James Madison said, "Crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant." H.L. Mencken said, "The urge to save humanity is almost always a false face for the urge to rule it." See where this is going, folks?
The worldwide demonstrations are a global shift toward nationalism, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, unless they want to become good little sheeple. People have no choice but to rise up and protest. As Johnstone put it, this is why our political and media institutions act the way they act and why our systems are set up in the way that they are, to keep us from realizing how easy it would be to shrug off the old mechanisms of oppression like a heavy coat on a warm day and build something new like the works for all of us. Things will keep getting worse until we find a way to cut through the propaganda brain fog and rise like lions.
Sounds like in the Bible, be as bold as lions. Mm-hmm. Here in America, we'll see what the future brings. The 2022 midterm elections promise to be a bloodbath for the left, but they've stolen elections before and undoubtedly planning on stealing them again. This time, however, Americans will be watching. Despite all the chaos and stringent refusal to obey, somehow I expect elites won't give up their goals without a battle, a literal battle. After all, the more peasants they kill off, the better. Whenever tyranny stretches out its ugly claws, death and destruction inevitably follow. That's what the elites want, and it's what they expect.
But before any battles commence, it's always wise to soften up your opponents. That is why the world's progressives are purportedly destroying their own economies. After all, those living in grinding poverty are less likely to make an impact. If your whole focus is to obtain the bare necessities of life, you have no time or energy left over to protest. All the elites have to do is dig in their heels and wait. The evil power lust never ceases to amaze me.
You know, that last line, that idea about if your focus is obtaining the bare necessities, you don't have this energy. Look at Antifa. Antifa are mostly white, upper class, or rich children of rich families who have money, who are living at home, a lot of them, who have the means, the money, and the time to go out there and riot and, put on the demonstrations and everything. They're comfortable. They have food to eat. They have a place to sleep. They have a car. They have a fancy phone. They've got time to get involved and do all this stuff, even though it's stupid, it's wrong, it's revolutionary. But you take the poor person who's out there working three jobs to make a living, to make sure the rent's paid, the kids are fed, and crawls into bed and gets a few hours sleep to save his family. They don't have time to defend the country. They're trying to keep from starving.
Right.
And that is why they have done all of this, bring on the economic destruction of our economy. That's why things are the way they are. The inflation's high all over the world. Everything is going to pot economically. And when the people are weak and scared, they're more easily conquered. It is so, so true. This was a tremendous article, and I'm glad you allowed the people to hear it, because it was a good explanation of what is going on and why things are happening the way they are all over the world, and especially right here in our own backyard.
Well, that's why, Joe, I'm asking the folks out there to help keep us on the air so we can continue. Listen, the opposition wants us off the air completely. They really do, because you're not going to get any of this at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. They are the opposition. They are a part of this New World Order thing. Let's go here. Bombshell, whistleblowers reveal unbelievable corruption in FBI to protect the Biden family, thought sabotage and cover-ups. Now, here, we've told you about the Biden crime cartel. Senator Charles Grassley has what he describes as current and former highly credible whistleblowers who revealed that Hunter Biden case was deliberately sabotaged. The FBI promptly sought to discredit it by lying, verified and verifiable derogatory information about the president's son as soon as President's son as disinformation. we told you that they were going to do that. We told you they were doing that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That label meant the probe was brought to a halt. If these allegations are true and accurate, the Justice Department and the FBI are and have been institutionally corrupted to their very core, to the point in which the United States Congress, the American people, will have no confidence in the equal application of law. No kidding, Mr. Grassley.
No, they should be disbanded and rebuilt. Really, they are so corrupt, they need to be disbanded, dismantled, and we need to rebuild some kind of new organization in each case. You know, a new Justice Department and a new center of investigation of some kind. I think, I don't even know if they're fixable. I think we ought to just can them and start over again.
Well, you're right. Well, but what's happening now, but more and more, some of the people in the FBI, the lower ranks, some of those who, and some of the older FBI people that were a part of that, when the FBI was the FBI, when before they become corrupt, you know, remember, some of the old, I knew some of those people, they were good people, they were Americans, they were patriotic Americans back then, and they fought communism, they fought this, and today,
yeah,
they become it. They become what they used to fight.
Amen.
And you know, you get that smirk.
They were fighting evil, now they become the evil.
You got that little smirk on Chris Ray's face when he, it's like, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? How can you stop? We're going to do what we want. We're corrupted to the core. They protected Hillary. You know, unbelievable, you know, just how corrupt they become. Anyhow, he goes on to say, wrote Mr. Grassley of Iowa, the top Republican in the Senate Judiciary Committee, nothing from the DOJ or FBI as of yet. In May, Mr. Grassley requested the Justice Department Inspector General open an investigation into Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Theobald and others. They led the FBI Hunter Biden's probe in 2020 when Hunter Biden's father-in-law, now Joe Biden, father, now Joe Biden, was running for the White House. Mr. Theobald has come under fire for alleged participation or alleged partisan social media post, including retweeting Lincoln Project posts and other anti-Trump groups and slamming Republicans. He has since hidden his social media content from public view. In this letter, Mr. Grassley wrote that the whistleblowers told him that the Justice Department and FBI are required to follow strict guidelines to open an investigation and alleged that Mr. Theobald had not followed these guidelines, Of course he didn't. According to the senator, Theobald shut down a line of inquiry into Hunter Biden in October 2020 because it was false information, even though the details were known to be accurate. All of the reporting in the case was neither verified nor verifiable via criminal search warrants, he wrote up, adding Mr. Theobald ordered the matter closed without providing a reason as required. There you go.
I've got something on Biden I want to tell the listeners out there. You remember Biden's been going back and forth trying to get different dictators from the Saudis to down in Argentina, everybody to ramp up the oil production for us, right? And,
yep.
Well, Biden is planning on spending, a report is out, spending over $90 to $100 a barrel on oil to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, remember, back the Democrats in Congress halted, Donald Trump had a plan to really fill up the Strategic Reserve and build it even bigger, and he was going to buy the oil at about $18. It was less than 19, 18 something and change, and they screamed and said no, turned it down. So here we have, we had a chance to buy oil, fill up our reserve, almost double it, but no, they wouldn't let that happen. So now, after we've sold all this oil to China all over the world, didn't use it here, we sold it across the world, Biden releasing a huge amount of our reserve, now they're going to have to refill it and it's going to cost anywhere from $90 to $100 a barrel. Folks, and guess who gets to pay for all of this? Biden bought votes, made people think that he was great helping, you know, cut inflation by selling off our reserve. But the truth is he's going to have to spend way more money to refill it than the cost of the oil. I think it was put in the reserve at about $45, $50 a barrel. So he's going to pay double to refill it just so he could look good to you, the consumer. And you get it again. You get shafted again, folks, and you get to pay for it. And all because Mr. Biden wanted to look good, like he was doing something to help you, you who are footing the bill for all the stupidity. And are you tired of it yet? Are you tired of being used and, you know, taxed to death for stupidity? I am. I'm angry. I think this is horrible what he did. It's called bait and switch, and we're all going to pay for it. And who benefited? China got the oil and got it fairly cheap. And it hurt us, and it helped them. Great news, right?
Absolutely. Here's a quick article I wanted to hit on. And again, that film, and they talked about a lot of this. It just shows you the corruption on that so-called committee, January 6th committee that we were watching here. Beware, internet hoaxes go viral on deep state operative Ray Epps as media and Liz Cheney panic. If you've been paying attention, the deep state is flooding Twitter, Facebook, and Telegram and other social media platforms on government operation Ray Epps, government operative Ray Epps, the Democrat establishment deep state Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger are panicked now that the American public understands how they were misled about the January 6th protest and how the FBI and government operatives were leading the riots that day. Well, that's so big in that film. It shows you back on June 18th, 2021, the Gateway Pundit was the first national news website to post the mysterious Ray Epps and his bizarre antics caught on video in Washington, D.C., on January 5th and 6th. On the eve of January 6th protest, a middle-aged man in a MAGA hat showed up defending Antifa and told the crowd they needed to go into the Capitol. On January 6th, the man made the demands while standing next to Antifa organizer John Sullivan. Right now, I've got a picture. I'm looking at a picture of him doing that. This was the night before the Trump rally of a million patriots. They were saying in that film there was closer to 2 million there. This was the day before VP Mike Pence stabbed President Trump and all of us in the back and approved the fraudulent 2020 election results. The Gateway Pundit identified the man as Ray Epps from Arizona. Epps did an interview with reporters the night of January 5th after urging the crowd to enter into the Capitol the next day. Arizona man went to Washington for a day. This was a newspaper article here out of the Arizona Republic. Arizona man went to Washington for a day of Capitol riot. Appears to talk about plans in the video. A Queen Creek man who acknowledges that he was in Washington, D.C. for last week's rally by President Donald Trump also appears to be shown in videos taken the night before Capitol about plans to go inside the U.S. Capitol. In one video that was been widely viewed on Twitter, he can be heard saying, "I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested. I'll say it. We need to go into the Capitol." Ray Epps told the Arizona Republic in a brief telephone interview Monday that he had traveled to the Capitol for the event and that he had been advised by an attorney not to speak about it. "I think the truth needs to get out," he said. Epps was later filmed hurling a massive Trump sign at the Capitol Police during the riot he was promoting. But Epps was never arrested. No. Epps was also one of the... Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just thinking he was never arrested. We've got pictures of him throwing the things at the police. You'd think he would have been one of the first people arrested, right?
Yep.
Logic would have it. You throw things at police, they usually get upset at you, and they, you know, But, of course, like that one lady, they beat that one lady to death with a baton, and all she was doing, she was crippled, and she didn't move as quick as the female policeman thought she should have.
You had a racist black, that woman, it was a black racist, it was known that she hated white people, and this was her opportunity to take out some of that hatred, and they beat that woman to death, and she was crying. Beat her to death over and over. Like, we can do this. There's nothing. We've got permission. We've got Nancy Pelosi's permission. We're going to be protected. They've got our backs. They have to, because we can drop a dime on them. We can do whatever we want. And we've got the fake news media, all of it, NBC, ABC, CBS behind us. And we're going to show these Christians. We're going to show these patriotic Christian Americans just who's in charge here. That was the mindset, huh?
It sure is. Remember in the old days, it was truth, justice, and the American way? Well, today it's the untruth, antichrist, one world order, and...
All right, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Read his words. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of. Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of. Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be
more than 50 House Republicans are now calling for Biden to take a cognitive test. And here, now again, remember how the Democrats called on Trump to take one? They kept trying to say Trump was, see, he said, sure, I'll do it. He took what he aced it, okay?
He aced it, and the same doctor that gave him the test said Biden needs one. Remember that? I can't think of his name, the Surgeon General there, that he said Biden needs to take one, but we're not going to see that happen. There's no way they're going to let him take a cognitive test.
No. This is an article by Mike LaChance, and anyhow, he says, could it be that Biden, White House, doesn't want him to take such a test because it would confirm everybody's worst fears about him? More than 50 Republicans, again, had called on Wednesday, are calling for President Trump Biden to take cognitive tests as the president's opponents, and even some allies question his fitness at the age of 79. 54 Republicans, you know, it's not your age. Some people are 99, and going on 70. It's not the age so much, Joe. It's about, you know, people are different, and some, some are, we have some folks in this ministry that, they're just sharp as a tack, and they're in their 90s. Okay, but Joe's not one of those.
Which Joe are you talking about here? Be careful.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. Joe, speaking of that, I want to just say this very quickly here. Quadruple vaxxed Joe Biden test positive for COVID again this morning. Remember what Biden said? Remember he said, get the vax, you won't get the COVID. Get the vax, and you won't get the COVID.
Get the COVID, yep.
Now, he got the vax, he says. He said he's got all three shots, and he's had COVID four times, Joe. He's had COVID four times now. Okay. You ready?
I've only had it once.
Okay.
And I had the real COVID and haven't had it since.
Boy, listen to this. This is an article by Jim Hoff. We mentioned about Chris Ray. And I got to just tell you this. Wake up, Chuck. Senator Grassley speaks respectfully of dirtbag Chris Ray after years of lies, criminal conduct, partisan attacks, and bullying, horrific abuse. An article by Jim Hoff. These aren't honorable people. There are no honest people. The FBI lost its way a long time ago. The FBI has no intent of regaining the trust of the American public. Where have we heard that before, huh? Senator Chuck Grassley told Trey Gowdy on Sunday that he didn't get a call from Chris Ray for 6 months until he published the name of one criminal FBI official who he outed after a whistleblower stepped forward from the agency. The FBI refused to investigate Hunter Biden's numerous crimes despite the concrete evidence the entire country has seen. At this point, the FBI labeled reports on Hunter as fake news and dropped investigations on the Biden crime family. They were too busy running bullish investigations on Trump and the Trump administration. Senator Grassley will have a chance to question Chris Ray on Thursday. Well, let's see, when is this? This is today's article today. Don't expect any media culpa from dirtbag Chris Ray. You know, Chris Ray's got that little smirk he has. Chris Ray just raided a home of Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan for standing outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Chris Ray arrested a grandmother with cancer who is now serving 60 days in prison for walking inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. I'm really frightened. I'm scared. A 69-year-old grandma, drug counselor, and cancer patient joins Greg Kelly before she is sent to prison on Tuesday for walking inside the U.S. Capitol. Chris Ray ran an FBI operation to set up lower-income white men in a contrived and paid-for plot to kidnap the sitting governor, completely made up from the beginning to the end by the FBI. Chris Ray busted the door down and arrested Dr. Simone Gold for speaking inside the Capitol on January 6th. She currently serving 60 days in prison for her made-up crime. Senator Grassley received a call, only received a call from Chris Ray after 6 months of request, after he published documents providing the hyper-partisanship of the criminal organization that targets and abuses half of the American public. The Stasi FBI doesn't care about your investigations. They certainly are not honorable men and women. Chris Ray should be locked up for what he has done to the once respectful FBI. You can add Merrick Garland to that, too. You're absolutely right. I think they would be hard-pressed, very hard-pressed. Chris Ray would be to find someone more corrupt than himself to arrest, and Merrick Garland.
The former FBI head probably be the only one I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be possibly. Okay, resist, wake up, and stop obeying. The Holocaust survivor draws parallels in current society to Nazi Germany. You ready to do an article from the Epic Times?
Get her done. Looking at the clock, maybe we better save this for tomorrow. I don't think we can get really into it.
Well, it would be pushing it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really pushing it.
Okay, I'm going to open the phone lines and take some fast calls then. Phone lines
and one quickie while you're doing that.
Okay, well, let me give it. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. These are going to be fast calls. Go ahead.
Well, one quick. Remember, Senator Joe Manchin just capitulated and went along with Biden and the New Deal. Everybody was wondering why he caved. Well, right now, a local TV station there, Manchin secures commitment to complete Mountain Valley Pipeline. Now, Mountain Valley Pipeline will be carrying natural gas. And what happens, according to Manchin's office, the commitment from Biden, Schumer, Pelosi will be used to pass legislation for the pipeline to be completed, streamline the process, the permitting process for all energy infrastructure, and blah, 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 goes on about it. And they'll vote for it here. The pipeline is almost complete and will transmit 2 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day there for his own state. Manchin's team said $1.2 billion will be used in investment to complete the project. It'll take 4 or 5 months to complete. That'll create about 2,500 construction jobs and will be used. $40 million will be seen annually in new tax revenue for West Virginia and $250 million more per year in royalties for the West Virginia landowners who have the land the natural gas is on. Now you know why Joe Manchin went and sided with the Democrats against the American people, because his state's going to get a whole huge bunch of money, 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 money.
This is what we talked about before. I've told you in the past that Manchin, he huffs and puffs until he gets, but then he normally caves in the end when the price is
right. And you know, this is not on Fox News. It's not on anywhere I saw. It's on a little local WKTV there, .com news. It's local in West Virginia. That's where we found it.
Who do we have there, Craig?
We got John in Minnesota.
All right, let's go to John in Minnesota. John, you're in the air.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, for sending the 2,000 meals. It was even more than I thought it would be. It was incredible. And when you see Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk literally converting, watching this whole debacle, it was really amazing. So just so people know that you are sending them out to us.
Well, we are sending them out. We've sent out several hundred already, and we're going to continue to doing that the best we can. You know, it's a cause we got to do, and try to show that in your church or in a library someplace. Yeah. Show it to as many people as possible. November will be here before you know it.
Absolutely. Got a quick question for you guys.
Sure.
We had a kitten that left our house 2 weeks ago. It came back tonight, just purring and purring. I think it found the house. My question to you guys is, you think if Joe Biden was lost in the neighborhood, he could get back home? Guys, have a great night.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, John. God bless. What do we have next? Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I thought you were going to say about that show, The Price is Right, with Joe Manchin. But
yeah, yep. That's,
I just want to ask
The Price is Right, true.
That much time. Psalm 121, where it says help from the hills, plural. Do you see anything there that would, like, from the perspective of the praying person, help from the hills? I guess maybe it was David was, you know, working in valleys or something like that, would look at, you know, ranges of, like, almost like mountains or hills. But what do you see there? Do you see something there?
Well, you know, he's not only made the hills, if you read that psalm, but heaven and earth as well. He, again, he's talking about, you know, God had made the hills. And the point in that whole psalm is that,
on high.
Yeah, the whole point is the idea that we should never, ever, no, not ever, trust a lesser power than God himself. But not only is he all-powerful, he also watches over us. Nothing detracts or deters from God. Nothing, no. God is, you know, with when if God is on your side, you're safe. And so there, that's what he's, that's the whole point in that here. If you go to, and the Lord shall preserve thee from the evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going and the coming and the from, and this time forth and even forevermore. So it's all about putting your confidence in God. You know what? I'm going to be preaching, Lord's willing, on the awesomeness of God this coming Sunday. The awesomeness of God. God is an awesome God, and that's what I'm going to be preaching on, Lord's willing, Sunday. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. All the attributes of God and the power, and so.
Well, yeah, so even the hills have an awesomeness to them. I mean, or the mountain ranges from the perspective of someone in a valley, you know.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely. When he says that, he says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heavens and earth. He will not suffer thy fool to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I said thy fool, thy foot, I meant to be moved. And so, again, when you look up, if you're in the valley, what do you see? You see the hills above you, right? And so
exactly, which you know, that's a perspective of almost like an endlessness too, you know, because you know, you're only seeing hills.
Amen. All right, I got to move on. Thanks, Cliff. You have a good night. And who do we have next? Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, thanks for getting me. I'll make it quick. I think Donald Trump's dad lived to be 93. Actually, the same age my father was. You know, Marine, Okinawa, radar.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, in World War II, and basically any major war, you're not supposed to drop any bombs on the major, like the White House or Japan or anything like that in war, because you can get in trouble. The team, you know, the enemy. We would be the enemy if we drop anything on Japan. Pilot gets in trouble. But are we supposed to pray for somebody like Biden when I hear on TV that makes me sick saying, oh, I pray and hope he gets better and stuff like that. But the millions of people that he gets credit for killing, you know, the murder that they've, no one knows more than you, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. Do we actually have to pray for that imbecile?
Well, the way you pray for him is that you pray that God will bring them to repentance, that they'll repent and turn away from that, right, or God will remove them.
That's a tough one to do.
Yeah.
I know that. But the other thing with him and his wife, his doctor and everybody, do you think Jill knows, or excuse me, well, we got Dr. Jill and Mr. Hyden in the White House. But
yeah.
Do you feel that she knows what's going on and they're just using
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you remember The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz, when you look at it, don't pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. But when Dorothy wanted to go home, she clipped her heels. But before that, this idiot out there in this balloon, it just started flying away. Like, I can't fly it. I don't know where I'm going, you know? Didn't they look like Biden a little bit?
Yeah, you know, again, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. To us, hypocrisy is wrong. It's a vile thing. To them, hypocrisy is something really to be embraced, and Joe Biden shows that over and over.
Well, I knew somebody who worked at NASA 35 years. He says, in our lifetime, we're not going to Mars. And I don't hear them talking about it anytime, but if anybody wants to donate for any liberals or anybody that wants to go to Mars, we could start the ticket fund now. And I think in a short amount of time, maybe they can try and see if it.
I hear you. Got to move on. Thanks for calling, Steve. Okay, I don't think we have time for any more calls tonight. How much time do we have there?
Almost at three.
Okay. Joe, you got 3 minutes. Can you do 3 minutes? Can you give us an invitation quickly?
One thing, we always hear people talking, what's your religion? Are you a Christian? And are you religious? In different terms. And I want to remind people that we really don't have a religion. What we have is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And how do you have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior? That's the question. And I realized the only way you have that relationship is when you have been born again, when you've been given the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God dwelling inside of you, then you have that very, very personal relationship. Jesus said, the Father is in me, and I am in you. That brings about this personal relationship, which is what we really have. And to do that, well, Christ told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And it really is a very simple thing. You call upon God the Father, and you acknowledge that you have realized that it was your sin that put his son on that cross at Calvary, that Jesus came out of love, took your place, died in your place, my place, paid the price for our sins, and then he made this offer to us, a free offer of mercy, of everlasting life, of forgiveness, if we call upon the Father, confess our sins, and say that we want Jesus to become our Lord, that we want to become him, and we want him to dwell in us. We want to become a child of the kingdom. We want to become a born-again believer, but we have to have a repentant heart to do this. And Scripture said, if you call upon the name of the Lord, he will hear, you will be saved. Repent, believe, and then ask Christ to come into your life, be Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation. And you will become this new creation, a new spirit. You will be given a new spirit, and you will become an actual child of God. And you will never, ever regret making that decision, I guarantee you. And that way, you won't just have a, quote, religion. You will have a very personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because you will become one of his children forever and ever and ever.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We are out of time once again as we come this way every night. Tomorrow, until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, bless. Always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.